Margaret.
Oh, I love the door. Are the doors? No, I know it's the doors.
What do you mean the door?
I misspoke, you thing. The doors. And wintertime loves the thing. You know, I don't know.
Well, that's the, was that the young man who eventually jumped off the top of a railway car or something?
Who?
The kid that's singing there. What's his name?
Jim Morrison.
Yeah, that kid.
And what did he,
Look, Phil, don't try to make an ass out of me, because when you try to make a monkey out of me, you make a chimpanzee out of, well...
out of yourself.
Yes, out of yourself.
All right.
Well, anyway, folks,
that having been said...
wintertime love is here.
Why don't we just go back to the old faderoo? There's the old... there's the old fadeski.
Huh? What do you think of that, huh?
Man, some cat is getting his ass handed to him on Sports Jeopardy tonight. Oh, no. Yeah, it's the NBC Jeopardy with Dan Patrick. Do they own the copyright to that or something? I guess they sucked off Alex Trebek to get the right. I'm kidding. Anyway, this one guy on the far left, look at this. He's getting his fucking ass kicked. Finally, now he's getting a few right. Let's see. This big man for the Pelicans is the unibrow. Oh, it's basketball. Janice is the Greek freak, or this due to the letter in his long last name. Who the fuck knows? Oh, it must be NBA shit. I don't know NBA. Not anymore. Used to follow it like a motherfucker.
Come and dust, ding, ding, ding.
All right, well, welcome here to the pre-show.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry about today. I had to take a physical for... a couple of things for my doctor, number one. And then I had to go over and get blood tests, blood work for drunk history. Because believe it or not, and I'm sure you would believe it, they are not about to put people on their show who can't hold their fucking drink. Or more to the point, are, you know, like, I've got livers that are about to blow up. Yeah, let's do drunk history and let's get a guy who's a raging alcoholic and he'll die and then we'll be sued. So, oh, fuck. Whatever I did to this fucking right shoulder, it's brutality unchained. It is painful. It's a pinched nerve because I can tell. There's nothing in the world like the pain of a pinched nerve. It's a dull pain. It's a sickening pain. I can't even describe it. It the whole body is racked with it. Even though you can only feel it there, but it fucking ruins like the moment. You know, the beautiful moment that you're having. All right.
Come and let's dance, you... well, I was going to say a bad word. San Francisco ways. Out there it's summertime.
Ah, fuck, like right now. Fuck! What is that, man? It all started when I fucked my back up when I was 19. That was the beginning of the end. When I fucked my back up when I was 19, actually 18, right? Yeah, I was 18. And made it worse because I didn't know what I was doing. And I hurt my back. You go to the emergency room, you go to the doctor, gives you some fucking, those days they give you Demerol, gave you a shot of fucking something in each hip, and sent your ass home. They didn't know what the fuck they were doing. This was a good 5 years before I went to my first chiropractor. I went to my first chiropractor in New Orleans, Louisiana in 1978. And it was the beginning of a revelation, man. I mean, by then I was having major problems. I was having like a shooting pain through my skull. I mean, I had a bad neck because I compounded the problem with my back by doing yoga standing on my head. So I was standing on my fucking head every day. What did I think was gonna... So I was compressing my fucking spine and vertebrae and making whatever problem I had in my neck, which was a separate injury, I'm told, from even before I was, you know, like younger. By the time I was in New Orleans in 1978, I was leaning forward as I am right now, working at a broadcast console as I am right now. And that simple act of leaning forward was putting my neck in such a position as to create this pinched nerve. And it was, I remember the pain would shoot through my skull. And, you know, it was one of the things, I knew I didn't have a brain tumor. It just was not, didn't make sense. It, you know, anybody who has a brain tumor and is feeling that kind of pain is already... well on their way to dead, you know, one would think. No, I knew this had something to do with my neck because I was also had vertigo. So I went to this doctor. He was an old-fashioned bone-cracking chiropractor. Today, they do all kinds of
applied kinesiology and whatever the fuck they call it. Back then, they just crank, you know, crank. This guy did it. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, man. Because that was the end of that. That ended those neck pains. And, of course, that's all I asked the guy to do. And if I'd been smart, I would have said, well, you know, Doc, I got these back pains, all kinds of shit. But when I got to California, back to California in 79, I immediately went to look for another chiropractor, and I found one in Pasadena, Dr. Powers, and she began to address my back problems and shit. But then when you're moving around and you've got a million other things, you're not exactly finding a chiropractor. It was just something that wasn't consistent with me. So I was on and off in terms of chiropractic. Through the 80s, I pretty much steadily had two or three good chiropractors. When I went on the road again in 90, I left LA and I went out to Atlanta, Minneapolis. That was the end of the chiropractor thing for me. And the problems returned. The vertigo, the neck problems. Then I got back home to California in 96. And I went back to my chiropractor in Santa Monica, Dr. Alvey. This was the guy that I had in the early 80s. Am I right? Yeah. He was great. And he's a pain management guy. So you got pain, you know. Like do you want us to figure out how? I just got pain. Dr. Alvey's the guy you go to. He says, I do pain management. I'm not, you know, I'll tell you what's wrong, and I can do deeper, and I can do treatment. He said, but if you got pain, I'll get rid of that fucking pain, man. I'll tell you what's going on. And he did for me. And then I had another chiropractor, and her name was Olakanova. That's her last name. Gail Olakanova. You may know the name. She was a Olympic runner, a competitive amateur runner. I believe she had qualified for the 84 games. I don't know, but she got into an automobile accident, and that ruined her dream of being an Olympic runner. And she became a chiropractor, and I believe she was either a Canadian athlete or American. She might have been running for Canada. Look her up, Gail Olakanova, and she was great. She worked on my back. What happened was I slipped a fucking disc picking up luggage at... the fuck is this? Picking up luggage at Burbank, and it was hell. I went to see her. She got rid of that for me. She put me in a... She was the first one to put me in a back brace and had a traction table in her office. It was a traction table. I'd never seen anything like it, but you'd lay down, you'd get, you know, strapped in, and it positioned your back so that you... We're in the healthiest possible position. And she also did something that was really great. She gave me pineapple. And here's the thing. I go to her office, I can barely fucking walk. And she walked me out to my car, and she helped me get into my car. She said, I don't usually make house calls, but I'm going to come by your house later and drop off something for you that's going to be really good for your back. I said, what is it? She said, you'll see. Don't worry. So I said, well, I live over here, and I got home, and I was on the couch. The kids were there. I think Maria might have been home, too. It was late afternoon, and I'm laying there, and she knocks on the door, and she's got a pineapple. And she said, eat this, because pineapple is a great detoxifying fruit, and no matter what's wrong with you, man, you have to get rid of those toxins. You could have a bad back. You could have a headache. You could have a cold. You could have anything. The body's producing poison to protect itself, but it is producing kind of a poison, so you got to get rid of that. So this is all this stuff from good old Gail Olakanova, Dr. Olakanova. And I spent a lot of time on it because she died. She died of breast cancer, and she died not too many years after I first met her, and I was just really very, very, man, that was just fucked up. You know, I was sad to hear that. I was sorry to hear that. She was so many things in her life, you know. She wanted to be an Olympic runner. She wanted to be an Olympic champion. She couldn't do that. She had the automobile accident. She went to school. She became a chiropractor. She's a good doctor. And then, you know, I don't know, man. Fucking karma is fucked up, you know. But you got to burn through it, man. You got to burn through all that shit, you know. Anyway. Yeah. Irks. Is tonight Thursday night? Is there football on tonight? This is Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, this better goddamn be Wednesday. Let me see. It is the 4th. Tomorrow's the 5th, okay. Milk and honey ways. Okay. Don't try to stop me, girl, cause you're in my way. Live how you want to live. All right. Just doing some housework here, because it's been... because we weren't here yesterday. I went and got my blood checked. Did this blood test in L.A. Actually, in San Fernando. Not in San Fernando. In an industrial part of L.A. that borders Glendale. There's a no man's land between L.A. and Glendale. I'm telling you, this fucking goddamn... I'm probably too close to this camera. I don't know what it is. There's like this industrial area between L.A. and Glendale that's some rail yards, lots of building supply, large mason block and quarry-type places, lots and lots of fucking 18-wheelers going in and out, you know, off the freeway, back onto the freeway, tons of strip bars, you know, and burger joints. In other words, think truck driver and what he needs, man, when he gets off the road. After I pick up a load or dump a load, excuse my French, what else does he need? You got it. Strip bars and burger joints and liquor stores. And in the middle of this is this clinic. It's a clinic. It's in immunology. They do immunization. They do blood work. And I saw a lot of indigent people out in front of it. I asked the doctor, I said, are these indigent men? Are they? Oh, yeah. He says, they're homeless. I didn't ask, man. I don't know. Maybe they're there to get immunized because it's, you know, even if you're homeless, you don't want to get sick. The other thing that struck me is they do blood tests. And what is it that a lot of truckers, to maintain their license, what they have to have, a lot of them for the companies they work for, they got to get blood tested to make sure they're not boozing or using drugs on the job. And it's a perfectly located place. Truck driver gets off, go here, that's it, park your truck, okay, great. Go down, here's the thing, and you split right back on the freeway. So those places are always conveniently located to those areas. So I'm just deleting some shit that needs to be deleted. And then we will... I have a test scene I'm doing next week for a movie called The Beard. I play a dad. And I just got an email from... The rep, and they said, have you heard from these producers? I said, no. And I realized it's the 12th, so I'm a little freaked out, but that's okay. I hit the script and bone up, man. It's kind of cool in a lot of ways, being my age and sort of investigating a new career, you know? Because I've done acting before, but I never considered it as my full-time gig, you know, and radio just dried up for a lot of reasons. It's amazing what happened to radio. It's amazing. So, what is this? What is this goddamn show? Looks pretty badass. Dead Rising Endgame, now streaming only on Crackle. I thought it looked like some zombie thing. Live streaming on Crackle. Just go over and stream these shows. Man, I give me a gig like that. I want to be an actor on one of them fucking things. Live stream that shit. I could live stream this shit 24/7. But what would that do? You know, unless I do some plays, some sketches. All right, here we go. Now, my latest show prep source is, what do you think it is? Facebook. There's all kinds of places you can go to show prep. Where do you go to get ideas for show? I don't fucking know. How would I know? But, so, well, what about, like, Twitter? Twitter is okay sometimes, but Facebook rocks. We'll see how much it rocks. Oh, yeah? We'll see. This is my Facebook. This is my Facebook friends page. And, you know, if you're not on my friends page, don't sweat it. Because if it's the kind of thing you sweat, which, you know, if you say, no, I don't really sweat, I feel like it's a good. I mean, because it's kind of weird. I like this, though. Look at this. This thing here. This is really funny, man. I've been hurt. Yes, I've been hurt. What the fuck? I've been hurt like I've never been hurt before. Oh, she into that. Anyway, that guy, see that? All right, a couple things about what you just saw. First of all, that's a song called I've Been Hurt by Bill Deal and the Rondells. An example of what they call beach music or beach soul. And I think the beach they're talking about, though, is like North Carolina, Virginia, that beach. Here's a picture of Bill Deal and the Rondells, in fact. This is from the video. Well, wait a second, man. These cats have been around. See, now check this. This is a like the circa 1970 picture of Bill Deal and the Rondells. Look at this guy here. I think that's their drummer. And it's like that one of these white soul kind of bands, you know. And the music is just so over the top, top 40 sort of R&B. It's almost cool. Let's see what else they got here. It's just goofy, you know. Here's a picture of them in their white boy, like, early 60s look. There's the tubby. That guy stayed with the group. The incarnation of Bill Deal in the Rondells that exists today, he's still in the band. The keyboard player, some of the guys, I think there's only, like, three guys left, which is pretty natural. Here they are. This is their 1970s look, you know. Here they are, like, 80s, you know, 60s. They alternately had a lead singer, then they didn't have a lead singer. This dude is still in the band. Let's see the other cats. This cat is still in the band. They did another song called May I. May I? I'll play it for you. There. Let me see. It's fascinating to me. What the hell is... I hadn't heard this goddamn song in so long. It was kind of interesting to... Here we go. There's a lot of these weird groups... like that. I've been watching a lot of YouTube lately. That's not necessarily good. Here you go. I bet you those cats are fucking great live. I mean, back in the day. I don't know. There's their 1980s look there. And today, yeah. You can't avoid it, man. I bet you those cats were great live. Honest to Christ. I mean, you know, I like bands that are not self-conscious and they just, this is what we are, you know, and those groups that really are about entertaining, you know. Bill Deal television concert. What in
He founded a band.
Oh, there's only three of them in this.
Blending instruments and voices that became the unique feeling called beach music. Reviews of writers and fans alike have been the highest raves. Here they are to perform for you now. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Deal, Amon Tharp, and the Sheiks of Shag.
The what? Anyway, there you go. All right. That dude's voice is pretty good. I don't think he was the lead singer in the group, though. Now, why did I bring this up? Oh, because of this goddamn this thing. And, you know, what I was going to point out, and it ain't that big of a thing. This is in England. The Waterside Arts Festival is a British thing. This is in Hampshire, England. And here, I want to just point out this one girl. Look, see, here's the girl holding the skirt. She thinks she's got her shit totally together. She is. She's authentic. These are British dancers. I looked at it. I thought, well, maybe they're Americans that know. They're British dancers doing Appalachian clogging. So maybe it was a demonstration of the similarity between Irish folk dancing and that kind of shit and what happened, you know, once it got over the Atlantic to America. This guy here is kind of interesting because he's digging it. So, all right, man. Beautiful. How much time I got with this motherfucker? Sitting there yanking my you-know-what. Girl, I've been searching. Well, I've done everything I can do. Do, 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 do. I can say, girl, I've been.
Hi. Oh, hi. Oh, hi. Well, yes. The first thing we... Oh, hi, yeah. Oh, well, right. Well, the first thing was the clogging. Right? Hi. Oh, hi. Well, the first thing was the clogging. And that became, well, yes, the first thing was the clogging. Oh, hi. Well, the first thing was the clogging.
Oh, fuck. This pinched nerve in my arm. It's in my shoulder. It's also here, my upper arm. It's fucked. I'm telling you, it's just, well, you know. A lot of you guys probably have the same thing, some varying degree of it. Oy.
May I be your boy?
All right, man. So, I'm groovy. I'm groovy if you is. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. Are you bullshitting me, man? That's the... What?
Oh, you know what?
Your mammy, I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock.
Hey, Macklemore, can we go thrift shopping?
What?